This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next hour, I've got the father of that family up in Michigan where they got the building permits, built their houses, put their houses in, and the government says they're not allowed to have houses there and are going to come this Thursday with bulldozers and smash it all. And the family saying that they're going to defend it in an armed standoff. They're sick and tired of being pushed around. So that's coming up in the second hour. In the meantime, I got a bunch of world news and national news, Homeland Security, police state news that we're going to be going over. So you'll definitely want to stay with us. Also, there's an article here out of the Manila Times that when President Bush goes to the Philippines, that there is a plan by the communists. When you hear the communists, that means government intelligence agencies, to try to assassinate the president. And they do this to make it sound like, oh, there's this great threat, now we've got to go occupy the Philippines. But I dug out that article, and there's a bunch of articles on this, from back in July, where the military itself came out and said that the government is carrying out the terrorist attacks as a pretext for control to, quote, maintain martial law. So that's the situation that we're facing right now. And we're going to be going over the history of that here on the show. Of course, in the recall election out in California, that's been suspended for a while now, because the appeals court listened to the ACLU lawsuit and said that, well, the punch card machines discriminate against the minorities, and so we can't have an election until the touch screens are put in because they're so good. So there's wheels within wheels within wheels. And right now, a fellow we've had on this show, a tax protester, as they call him, is actually in there appealing to let the election go ahead and go forward. So we're trying to get him on the broadcast. Interesting, but again, I'm not even sure if there is an election out in California, if there's an election in many areas of the country. We've caught governments involved in election fraud at the local, state, and federal level. The touchscreen voting companies are basically owned by the CIA, and their board of directors are a who's who of intelligence agencies who've been caught manipulating votes with backdoors into the systems. It really is incredible. And, of course, we're going to have open phones, your chance to respond to any of the news that I've been throwing out and that I'm going to throw out today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. DARPA got a small amount of its funding cut, but a bunch of other funding increased, so This is smoke and mirrors, but we'll go over that. We'll get into stem cells grown into sperm cells. Yes, we'll also get into red light cameras. I haven't talked enough about this, but the city of Garland outside Dallas is putting them in. Suspect claims MI5 can clear his name. More and more people with terrorist connections turn out to be MI5. And that integrates with the news yesterday about Heathrow Airport. The government letting terrorists in and letting them run things at the airport. It's all coming up. On the other side of this break, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 16th of September, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Welcome. Going to have open phones today, and in the second hour, for about 30 minutes, we've got scheduled for the show the family that's been in the news up in Michigan. They got their building permits from the king, from the local representative of the king, here in the new feudal plantation surf system we all live on. Family promises armed standoff. Militia vows its support if homes are removed. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Horton Bay, the peaceful rolling farmland of Bay Township, belies the potential armed confrontation that may develop there if there is, the police moving in, basically. But it says Bay Township belies the potential armed confrontation that may develop there in a matter of days. And it says a county district court judge has ordered by Thursday the removal of 3 manufactured homes from 4 acres on Camp Daggett Road. The family who owns the property is vowing an armed confrontation with anyone who attempts to enforce the judge's order. We're going to have a standoff, said Lyle Barkley, 55. I'm not going to let them come in here and take this stuff, he said, over my dead body. Barkley and members of his family may not be alone in their standoff. A Denver-based organization calling itself the Mutual Defense Pact Second American Revolution Militia has vowed to call on 600 or more armed individuals from across the country to defend the Barkley's property. Within a few days of Barkley being attacked, that little township will become the center of the universe by force of arms, said Rick Stanley, founder of the militia group. Barkley has created an earthen berm on his property and said he is planning to create trenches and will, in preparation for the standoff, create more. Now, sounds like the 1830s here in Texas with the tyrannical Santa Anna coming in, take people's property to enslave them, to confiscate their guns. Sounds like 1776. The problem is, in the past when things happen like this, no one comes to the aid of the people. We'll see if that happens in this case. I guess I'm really one of the only people who actually went into a piece of property when it really was surrounded. I guess that was about 3 years ago with the Gray family up in north central Texas. And there were surveillance cameras, police driving back and forth. The FBI had said they were going in. And one of the surveillance cameras was destroyed because we saw it in the morning out there on the dirt road by the Grace property. Later, somebody drove by and fired a shot onto the property. And they're still there. They don't leave their property. It's been over 4 years since the standoff started 3 years ago. I was in there over there at the property when the feds were about to move in. There to cover it as a member of the press, I guess. But time and time again, people get surrounded. At Waco, we all stood by. They said it's a cult and we're going to deal with them. And people said, oh, they must be a cult. And I didn't buy into the cult part, but I was pretty young at the time, but I really should have done something. We all should have done something. What if 100,000 people would have showed up peaceably and walked out there in front of the tanks, in front of the BATF, in front of the FBI, in front of the Delta Force, and the German Special Forces, and the British Special Forces, and the Israeli Special Forces, according to Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that were there involved in psychological operations, playing the sounds of dead and dying rabbits, that is, rabbits being torn limb from limb, with Nancy Sinatra and Gregorian monk chants. What if we would have gone out and stood in front of them and said no? But the crowd that talked about how they were going to go and have a shootout with everybody, they didn't show up. I know, and I told the story here on air, I guess in the third hour yesterday, but for benefit of those that didn't hear it, if you go to Infowars.com and you type in the search engine, or you search around there on the site, Austinites build veteran new home. Even type in the general search engine on the web, Joe Campana, you'll see the news clippings and news articles where, well, I initiated it, but the listeners of the show did it just here in Austin off a local affiliate at the time, a local FM station. In a record 13 and a half, 14 days, built him a nice home with a fully furnished with a jacuzzi bathtub and tile floors and carpet and back porch, you know, whole nine yards. They were going to bulldoze Joe Campana's house, and he was a World War II veteran. He didn't brag about that fact. We were looking at his stuff, and he let us dig through some of his stuff, and we were moving him out of the house they were going to bulldoze. And, you know, he had all these medals from World War II. He'd been an atomic soldier in the late 40s. He'd been at Bikini. They're in the Bikini Islands with the nuclear test. There was photos of him there at Bikini with his buddies and commendations. He'd then been shipped off to Korea. I mean, this guy had had quite a time. He was a quiet old hermit, never had any children, never married. He wasn't crazy, though he was eccentric. And some neighbors did want the acre of land that was worth, I don't know, $400,000, $500,000. I mean, at that time, a three-bedroom house in that area was going for $250,000, and that's on a small lot. This was a house on an acre, right in a gentrifying area. So you had all these Mercedes parked, you know, at all these nice homes around this little shack, little house, built in the 1950s when he moved to Austin. Joe Campana. And I got a call from one of the nice neighbors, one of the few, saying, yeah, they want his land. They're trying to force him to sell it. Now they've got his house condemned. Can you come out here and look at it? So I came out and I announced on the air, we're going to rebuild his house. That is, we're going to structurally fix it and put a new roof on it. And suddenly we're out there beginning to do this, and some cops show up and some other people, and they said, you're not going to do a thing, buddy, or we're going to have you arrested. That house is condemned. And I said, you're not going to bulldoze his house. I said, I'm going to lay out here in front of the bulldozer. I said, it's wrong what you're doing to this guy, because they were going to charge him $14,000 to bulldoze his house. He didn't have $14,000. The guy picked up cans around town. I forgot that part. He'd go out and walk around picking up cans to pay his property taxes and pay his bills. The guy lived off cheese and crackers and occasional head of lettuce. I mean, he was literally living like somebody in a foxhole. And so we go out there, and I tell them, no, you're not going to do that. And they go, we'll be back. I got on the air that night, and I said, we got to be there in the morning pouring concrete to build this new house. We'll worry about permits later, because we got to get people out there, having a crowd, having the fact that we're pouring a foundation. You watch. They won't have the nerve to bulldoze his house. We'll tell them, fine, you bulldoze it after we built him a new house. I said, you go ahead, you sickos. You won't let us fix it. And so, as I predicted, they came out, tried to threaten us. We were already pouring concrete. They backed off. Within 2 days, there was a foundation poured with the frame being built on the foundation. And suddenly there were city council people there going, oh, yes, this was my idea. We're all for it. Look what we're doing for Joe Campana. And in 13 days, the place was built. The 14th day, it was fully furnished. I mean, fully furnished, brand new couches, furniture, TVs, everything, because of the great generosity of Central Texans. And by the way, they gave us 2 weeks. They said, you have a house built in 2 weeks, we're going to bulldoze it. You can't do it. And we did. And they came out, and they bulldozed it. So that's the story there. But the bigger wrinkle in the story, an important area, is that several times, I remember twice, cops came on in plain clothes and talked about how they wanted to do violence to the people in the government. And we found out they were cops, ran them off the property. I remember calling and making complaints, and the cops yelled and said, you can't file complaints on other officers. I said, well, they're making threats towards the city. They were trying to provocateur us, talking about armed standoffs, talking about how they wanted to go after people in the city. And they were cops. When that didn't work, other people showed up who lived in the neighborhood, it turned out, who wanted the property, tried to start fights, tried to threaten people. It was amazing. It was really sick, folks. So, I don't know, we got to be a little bit smarter about this. Are we winning the fight with the information? Yes. Is Bush's approval rating at 43 points now? The Democrats' approval rating is in the low 40s. People don't believe this government. Only 4% of people trust the mainstream media. It's like 80-something percent trust alternative media. People are waking up. It is happening. And the globalists want to get something kickstarted. They want domestic fighting to start. They can put their spin on it and go after patriots. I'm saying this guy's got a right to defend his land. He's got a right to stand up. But I'm saying, look at the larger picture, what's around this.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Folks, we're back live. I'll get into all the big news here in a second. Just another example of provocateurs and troublemakers. When I rebuilt the Branch Davidian Church, Memorial Church, I'm not a Branch Davidian, folks. I thought that what happened to them was wrong, and I thought that we were going to see Judge Walter Smith derail their wrongful death suit, which did happen. He wouldn't allow a jury, first time in U.S. history. Then he, under pressure, appointed a jury. He was impaneled secretly, who he said was an advisory jury, that he would not take into account their ruling, which is exactly what he did, even when they threw out the wrongful death suit. And so I said, you know, we need to rebuild that church, a memorial for those that died. It's a nice church. It seats about 400 people. Even has a second story. And the listeners really rebuilt it. I guess that was back in 1999. And just working on the weekends, we rebuilt that church in about 5 months. And out there, you'd have a person pull up, and they think you're so dumb, it'd be an obvious unmarked police car. They'd walk over, and within an hour, they'd start talking about how they wanted to do violence to people in the government. And you'd walk over to their car, and they'd have police stuff down the floorboard or in their back seat, and they even would admit they were cops. When you confront them, they'd run off and leave. And one day, I'm out there trying to rebuild the church, and it was almost completed, and there was this family, this old man and woman, you know, an old man and woman, I mean probably 65, and all they do was start fights and say we were feds and run around and try to stop the building. And right from about 15 people, this got written about in several newspapers, right from about 15 people, this woman pulls out a butcher knife and comes running at me with it. And she says, we're going to kill you, you're going to be dead soon. And right about that time, I started getting death threats at my house. I don't know if they were doing it. Don't rebuild that church. Leave the trial alone. Don't talk about the jury, how there was no jury, and then a advisory jury. And it went on and on. And later, those guys, that man and woman, admitted to a Patriot newspaper that, yeah, we really are feds. We work for the FBI. But, you know, we do this to take care of the Patriot community. And there were other people, you know, they'd come out there and do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've seen it time and time again. When I tried to help the Gray family, you'd go out there, there'd be feds just swarming all over the place, provocateuring, and this person's a fed, that person's a fed, and we need to go ahead and have an armed conflict, blah, blah, blah. The government wants this type of stuff. I mean, the government has to blow up its own buildings, people, to blame it on their political enemies. And they could care less about killing a family and killing somebody's children. They could care less. And so we might pose the question to listeners, you know, what do you do about something like this? Because the family's in their right with their property to defend their property. And they even tried to go get the permit. They got the permits, and then after they built, the government said, retroactively, well, you still can't have those houses out there. Family promises armed standoff. Militia vows its support if homes are removed. The peaceful rolling farmland of the Bay Township belies the potential armed confrontation that may develop there in a matter of days. We're going to have a standoff, said Lyle Barkley, who I think is a good guy. I talked to him this morning, but I said, you don't know who I am, do you, sir? And he goes, no. I said, well, I need to give you some warnings here. And he said, I got to go. I got somebody else on the other line. I'm sure he's getting lots of advice from people, some good, some bad. I'm not going to let them come in here and take this stuff, he said, over my dead body. Barkley and members of his family may not be alone in their standoff. And it goes into the Denver-based Mutual Defense Pact, Second American Revolution Militia. That's been on some of the shows on this network. And it goes on. Within a few days of Barkley being attacked, the little township will become the center of the universe by force of arms, said Rick Stanley, founder of the militia group. Barkley's created an earthen burn on his property and said he planned to create trenches as well in preparation for a standoff. And the county sheriff, George T. Lassiter, said he hopes violence can be avoided. I'll do everything possible to come to a peaceful resolution of the situation so nobody gets hurt, neither side, he said, but rest assured I'll do my job and I will follow the orders of the court. And it goes on to admit that they got their permits to put the houses out there, and it's He's got his grandkids out there, family out there, living in three houses. Very serious situation. We'll take some calls, get into some other news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need? Energy.
Our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
You could say this family up in Michigan who own their own 4 acres, got the building permit to expressly put three mobile homes on the property. And now the government says retroactively, well, we don't care. We're coming to remove your property from your own land. And we've got the gentleman, Mr. Barkley, coming on the show in the next hour to give us, well, his take on what's happening. And I understand the frustration. I understand that people are tired of working hard and owning their own property and then being told what they can and can't do with it, even out in the middle of nowhere. It's disgusting. But again, right here in Austin, Texas, we built a veteran a new home, and they were going to bulldoze his house. And the cops came on the property in plain clothes and tried to provocateur violence. Why would they do that? Because the city doesn't like people getting together. They don't like people doing good things. And they like to have confrontations with the people to dominate the population, to scare us into submission. Now, I cannot say that that the folks up in Michigan don't have a right to say that they're going to stand up and fight. And at a primitive level, I totally understand what they're saying and doing. All I'm stating is that when you go out and say, we're going to have armed conflict with the government, you then enter a ball game that the government wants to play. And look around us. We've got Homeland Security set up. We've got Patriot Act 1 and 2. We've got all this tyranny coming down the pike. And King George wants an excuse to put his redcoats into action. Now, who knows what would come out of that? Would it be something good? Would it be something bad? Is the New World Order system in trouble just from the information war? The answer is yes. Involvement, government involvement, and prior knowledge of 911 is coming out. Over 400 cities, 3 states have voted to get out of the Patriot Act. More cities are passing it every day. The polls show that 80%+ of people are against open borders. The boycott against RFID tags, tracking chips, is exploding. Politicians that are anti-gun are being removed from state houses around the country. Neoconservatives are being exposed. We're having a lot of victories, and no, Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw aren't going to tell you we're having those victories. But I've done over 1,000 radio interviews since September 11th, and the majority of the callers, one caller out of 30, folks, calls in and disagrees on average. We're winning the information war. And all I know is every time I investigate, I mean, I could tell you that I'm the leader of the militia, and I'm your leader. And come sign up with me, and I'll be the boss, and we'll all, you know, defend each other. And it sounds good. And maybe I'm a good guy, maybe I'm a bad guy. The point is, you don't know. And I've always said, you know, I'm not your leader. I'm not here telling you what to do. I'm not here trying to organize people into groupings because, I mean, look at Charlie Puckett. He went to prison. He was a good guy. I mean, I could read Charlie Puckett. He was a good guy, Kentucky militia. You know, involved at the State House, exposing the UN, helping people out. Turned out the guy had a concealed carry. He'd passed the background check. He had a conviction when he was a juvenile, you know, for the kind of stuff that a lot of people have done. Stealing a sandwich and a bag of potato chips is a joke when he was 16. But the government said, hey, that counts now because the way the 68 Gun Control Act really states, it's anything that's over a crime of $200, well, the fine for stealing even a bag of potato chips in 1965, when he was 16 years old, was over a $200 fine. Man of the Year, Citizen of the Year in Maryland, big Vietnam hero, veteran, saved some cops one time when they were down, just a civilian, as they call us. Defended some cops with his firearm back in the 70s. Helped some old lady in 99 with thugs attacking her. You know, he won in 99, Man of the Year, Citizen of the Year. Well, when he got back from Vietnam in 68, it's a fellow up, and we had him on the show, up in Maryland, some folks were spitting on him at a bar, and this is admitted, and he beat a couple of them up and started a fight with him. And he went into court and just said, okay, fine, I'll do a fur adjudication. The judge said, great. Well, he got SWAT teamed in 99, excuse me, in 2001, even though he'd won Man of the Year, Citizen of the Year in 99, for helping the old lady out. He helped the cops back in the 70s. And they took him to jail, confiscated all his guns, and said, hey, we don't care if that was a fur adjudication. That was a fur adjudication for what could be a felony today. It was over $200. Where am I going with all this? I mean, where's Charlie Puckett, Kentucky militia? I mean, Charlie told you in the last days before he went to prison, everybody around me was a Fed. There were more Feds in the organization than were militia members. All I'm saying is when you call something a militia, it's like a gigantic flashing red neon sign, the equivalent of stink bait for catfish. I mean, they just come in, and in every case, there'll be a provocateur in there spouting off how they want to do all this violence. Same thing with Dick Sim Cannon, Aero Custom Plastics up in Fort Worth. Had meetings about the U.S. Code, put money in to put ads in the paper. Check out the U.S. Code, folks. The Federal Reserve's private. And when they went in and tried to, you know, get him, and now they're holding him without bail, they said, well, at a meeting he was at, somebody said something violent, and turns out that was a Fed, of course. Doesn't matter. The Feds will say it and then use it against you later. And you look at what happened to Mark Quarantine. You look at what happened to all these other people and militias all around the country. There was that Viper militia out in Arizona, up into Nevada, operating in those two states. And what was it? It was a biker club called the Viper Biker Club, the Viper Brotherhood, bunch of ne'er-do-wells. And the FBI went out and found a corrupt biker gang that was cooking methamphetamine, put in an agent and said, hey, let's be a militia. Let's sell guns and, you know, this will be fun and we'll be involved in all this. And the FBI went out and made a bottle bomb, put some black powder in it, stuck a fuse in it. They all got drunk, stood around and blew it up with the FBI agent videotaping it. And then they busted them and they got to have the word Viper mixed in with militia all over the news for years. I mean, more often than not, the founders and leaders of militias turn out to be Feds. It's like one of the leaders of the Michigan militia was a whole bunch of them, but one of the top guys later admitted, yeah, I work for the Feds. Yeah, I'm the... Well, I just do it to keep track of everything. And, you know, we're good old boys here. And that's their job. These guys get big, fat paychecks who just run around and stir up trouble. And now... Is that saying every militia out there, every group saying we're going to stand up and fight is a federal organization? No. The point is, we don't know. We don't know. But let me tell you what will happen. See, if a family gets killed, You know, if a mobile home gets burned down, little kids in it, like Waco, they'll actually get more funding out of it. The government will. And if a bunch of people rose up and started going wild, hog wild, look how much control the government got out of the sniper attacks, which they carried out. Operation Northwoods calls for that. Government to carry out sniper attacks, how to frame people on page 9 of a 15-page document. It's on Infowars.com right now. Or just go to the Library of Congress. It's right there. Project Northwoods. It's the same system over and over and over again. So my whole point is, why play on the government's turf? On the government's... I mean, you go to an NRA meeting, you go to a land rights organization, you go get involved in at the city council. There's no feds around there. You can actually change things. You can actually affect things. You can actually get people elected. Not for long, though, because they're putting in the touch screens. You can put on a three-piece suit and everybody will listen to you and they'll agree with you. You can get your city to pass laws and throw the feds out, or get a sheriff elected to throw the feds out. I always wondered about the militia's camouflage. Why are they wearing camouflage designed for Southeast Asia in the 60s? When the camouflage for urban terrain is a polo shirt and black shoes that are really tennis shoes but look like dress shoes and some loose slacks and a backpack. You know, I'm a student. Why? I mean, the last... Might as well wear a pink outfit with big flashing lights and sirens whirling around on your head to wear camouflage out in public. Unless it's hunting season, maybe, then you wear the orange cap on there. But see, the government was worried about the movement for liberty and freedom that was developing in the early 90s. The land rights groups, the Second Amendment groups, the people that were involved. And they were worried about people like Red Beckman, the grandfather of the Fully Formed and Jury Association, who said why the militia wrote that book and said, we need to be a citizen militia. That means all of us, and stand up civically and defend our families physically if need be. Well, the government nipped that right in the bud. They just sent provocateurs into most of the organizations and did horrible things, framed people en masse. And so all I've ever said is, watch out for those key signs and protect yourself. And, you know, don't automatically salute the first person that puts a general stars on his shoulders. I mean, I remember the Republic of Texas, and I'm going to HW and George and others. I remember the Republic of Texas. I mean, folks, Texas really was illegally annexed. It really isn't a state. That's admitted in the founding documents of the state. I had family in the Battle of San Jacinto. We got our Spanish land grants in 1830. The history books really do show that. We really could secede because we never were really annexed. And I remember hearing about the Republic of Texas, and I thought, well, that'll teach the feds a lesson. Yeah, let's have a state pull out. And maybe that'll other states will follow suit. Arizona's talked about it, others have. Problem was, I went to some of the meetings, and it was obvious feds strutting around going, I'm a president, I'm a general, I'm a field marshal. I mean, you'd go to a meeting, there'd be 50 generals, 10 presidents, 45 treasurers. You know, you'd have a group who were part of delusional power trips, swaggering around in a drunken fashion. And then you'd have the feds, and you'd have the Fed out in the parking lot running around putting Nazi literature on all the cars. We got video of them running and getting in an unmarked police car and driving away. And the media'd be there, and it'd make everybody look like buffoons. And I told everybody, I said, folks, you're getting set up. I said, you know, there's one or two groups here that aren't feds. And I said, that's McLaren and others. And they're going to get set up. And sure enough, they did. And people got killed and got a bunch of time in prison and railroaded. And yeah, that happened. And, you know, I just went and covered it for the radio. I went and watched it. I remember one time we had a meeting. And I didn't control the meeting. It was just a general patriot meeting. And people show up in general outfits, and we had the police there. I was trying to wake the SWAT team up. The SWAT team was really listening. In the middle of this, you had some useful idiots in the crowd. You had some other people who were feds trying to provocateur things. It's a circus. So just understand, if I put a helmet on and put a walking stick under my arm or one of those little whips the generals have for slapping the horse, I don't know what they are, riding crop. I stick a riding crop under my arm and tell you I'm your grand leader. Watch out, folks. That's all I'm saying. Look out. And, you know, years ago I'd give people this warning, and they go, oh, that's ridiculous. I don't want to hear that. Now you don't, because you've seen so many examples of what I'm saying. People don't get in trouble who are involved with what I do. We go have meetings, and nobody goes to jail, folks. You know, we show up at the city council and affect change. We're involved in communicating to the mass, not taking the people that really care, getting them in meetings, and then provocateuring them into prison. You know what they do by so-called creating these militias, which are nothing but federal control arms in most cases, is they use that on a threat board in Washington to get more funding. Look at the threat. Look at why there's 100,000 militia, and they pump up the numbers, and why there's this guy who said that, and there's this person that wants to do that. And why these militia leaders are threatening members of Congress. Turns out all those militia leaders are FBI agents or CIA or paid informants. And it's all about getting this funding. So I'm saying going into things like this, you need to be made aware of the track record. And it's a shame because there are a lot of real militia people and a lot of good-hearted brave people that want to stand up for this country and want to stand up against tyranny and are willing to put it all on the line. And let me tell you something, you're going to get that chance, okay? If we don't get the word out about who's carrying out the terror, they're going to carry more of it out, and we're going to go in to the next level of this. And believe me, when they really drop the hammer and if things go physical, you're not going to need anybody to tell you what to do. You're going to know. HW in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks
How you
for
doing?
Bringing up that property issue. I've been here in Colorado since 68. I'm originally a European immigrant, and I love this country for the freedom. I learned a lot about individuals being free, and that, of course, means the Constitution of the United States. I would want to urge everybody to fight for it in the rest of the world. We got to fight for this American Constitution because anywhere else people are enslaved. They're under the Pope of Rome's or the British Queen's command. And they want to live in luxury, and they set up a Federal Reserve system that owes everybody now already $100,000, averaging out over 300 million Americans. That is 40.3 times 10 to the 12th national debt divided by 300 million Americans.
Yeah, that's I'll let you finish up on the other side, HW. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
But I remember being here in Texas, and folks said, you're not going to salute the president of the Republic of Texas? And I'd say, which one of the 10? You're not going to salute that general over there? I mean, this is, they had literally more generals and presidents than they had privates. And, you know, you'd always have some person who was a deputy general or a lieutenant commander who would be the aide. But that's all serious, but I would make the joke, you know, we had admirals because they had bass boats. Admirals in the Republic of Texas. Instead of building a movement to educate people, to push for signatures, for a referendum, to go to a constitutional convention in the state, which we just did, by the way, which you can do pretty easily, to have the state move to pull out of the union. They go, no, we don't have to do that because we were never part of it. Parlay, defolay, them is French words. We don't have to do that. Well, we never actually entered it, and that would be to give deference to the imperial government of the United States. And, you know, and I'm like, guys, you can really get Texas to pull out. Because at first, the polls were like 60-something percent of Texans said, yeah, that's pretty neat. Let's pull out. I remember the news announced it like it was serious and real, and they had the provocateurs go in there and act like clowns. It was a totally staged deal. And now you tell somebody about it, they'll laugh at you. Because, see, we can't all declare ourselves presidents. That has to happen in an election. Just like, I mean, I could stand up and say, I'm the supreme leader of the Super Fleet Space Command Militia Base Delta. And you will all swear allegiance to me, the supreme leader. Ha ha. And I'm telling you, thousands of people would just start saluting me going, ladies and gentlemen, we've got on the radio with us the Supreme Leader of America, the rightful President Alex Jones. And I could walk around maybe in a military outfit and swagger about, and I'm the leader. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, folks. And I'd warn anybody out there to go a little bit slower in all of this. Okay, let's go back to H.W., then George, Joe, Melissa, and others. You were, H.W., go ahead and finish up. You were talking about property rights, which we are losing. Imagine if you had a town of 1,000 people, and you could easily get 100 of them to be members of the Property Rights Defense League. And with that 100 people, you could take the town over and stop all property grabbing instantly.
Alex?
But I guess we can't do that. We have to be generals. Go ahead.
Alex, I just wanted to explain why they're grabbing people's places now, and I have a personal story of that, too. But the Federal Reserve has accumulated now $100,000 debt with everybody. And when they're stuck, call the government, they then go down locally and take people's property away because they have no other ways of getting value anymore.
It is admitted that the government is to be run by United Nations policies in receivership. This is admitted, folks, and the caller is correct.
Sure.
Well, look at third world countries. They openly admit they go into receivership. They take the people's land, put them into factories owned by the IMF and World Bank.
Right. They got only five ways of getting money from people. They tax you. They borrow from people, never pay back. They print money. They steal from other countries, and they commit armed robbery. And then, of course, if that doesn't work in the end, like the costly war in Iraq, then it comes to the local people and grab their property. And I have a plain situation. I had like 4 acres, and I had to work with reality. I accumulated some people call it junk, which is sort of machines, you know, some old lawnmowers.
And so you live out in the country, and they still want it out of there.
Yeah, and some speculating neighbor that wants to sell to all these guys coming in here with printed money from New York. This area has really boomed.
Move out in the country if you don't want to see people's junk.
They don't like the look of whatever you have, and you have to work with the reality.
And so they're harassing the living daylights out of you. We'll be right back. Stay with us with our guest. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Light.